Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord, who has always promised to abide with us every single day of our life. Amen. Dear fellow worshipers of our living Lord and Savior, He is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Alleluia. It's late. You're tired, or hungry, or sick, or lost. Pick the malady that works best for you. You have been driving and driving and driving, and yet no matter how far you drive, it seems that you cannot find the place that you need. Wherever you go, all you see are signs that say, closed, closed, closed. You get to the point where you might think that you're never going to find what you are looking for. And then, there it is. Quite unexpectedly, you see a sign that says, open. Now, how do you feel? Excited? Relieved? I would probably feel a little bit of both. If you have ever been in a situation anywhere similar to the one that I just described, then you have a head start on understanding how I want us to look at our sermon text for today. The familiar account of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is a very fitting portion of Scripture to help us remember why and how. Easter is an important part of every single day of our life. Today, then, as we look at this portion of God's holy word, let's see how it emphasizes Easter's open sign. There are three things that we want to see today. First, let's see how Easter's open sign must begin with the open, empty grave of our living Lord and Savior. Then let's see how the open, empty grave of our Savior leads to an open sign above the hearts and the minds of His disciples. And finally, let's see how the open sign above the hearts and the minds of Jesus' disciples leads to an open sign above their mouth. Our text for today begins on a rather sad note, doesn't it? On the afternoon of that first Easter Sunday, two of the Lord's disciples, one whose name was Cleopas and the other is unnamed, were leaving Jerusalem and heading toward Emmaus, some 7 miles away. Luke tells us that as they were walking, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. It's certainly not difficult to visualize this scene in our minds, is it? In the culture and in the custom of that day and age, this was undoubtedly a very animated discussion. Cleopas and the other disciple were taking turns, asking each other hard and unanswerable questions, questions about what had taken place in Jerusalem over the course of the last 3 days. But like that toy car that bumps into the wall and then turns into a different direction, these two men kept running into one dead end after another. Why? Because they did not yet realize the meaning of the open sign of Jesus' tomb. The open sign of Easter. The open sign of Jesus' empty tomb is brought out very subtly in the opening portion of our text. Look at what Luke says. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. Christ had indeed physically risen from the dead. On that very morning, his empty grave proclaimed an open sign, the likes of which this world had never seen before. But since these disciples did not yet have a resurrection faith, everything was still closed to them. A life without faith in the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ is a life that is indeed overflowing with many questions and yet very few answers. And these two men are a perfect example of what that life is like. Now look at the end of verse 17. Luke tells us that when Jesus asked these two men what they were tossing back and forth as they walked along the road, they stood still, their faces downcast. These men could not even lift their eyes from the earth. Their heads hung low, their foreheads were all wrinkled up, their shoulders were slumped. Every word they spoke was shrouded with pain and weariness. because they did not know the meaning of the open sign of Jesus' empty tomb. A tremendous depth of their sadness is laid out for us in verse 21 of our text. After recounting how Jesus was executed, put to death on a cross by the religious leaders of God's people, these disciples confessed, "But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." From their perspective, the door to all their hopes, the door to all their dreams, was slammed shut, nailed down tight, and posted with a closed sign when Jesus of Nazareth died on the cross of Calvary's Hill. We can almost feel the pain and the disappointment that filled the hearts and the minds of these two disciples. In fact, some of us may have experienced a very similar pain and a very similar disappointment on a very personal level. If there was ever a time in our life when we did not realize what the open sign of Jesus' empty tomb meant for us, if there was ever a time in our life when perhaps we doubted the physical resurrection of our dear Lord and Savior, then we can understand the depth of the pain and the disappointment that these disciples endured as they were walking along that road to the city of Emmaus. Praise God, my friends, that in his grace and in his mercy, our risen Lord and Savior does not leave any of his disciples, including us, to wallow in that kind of pain and disappointment. By the grace of God, Easter's open sign, the open sign that God himself placed above the empty tomb of his Son, enables our hearts and our minds to be opened to the truths that God opens up to us on the pages of his holy word. Luke brings that out here in our text when he writes, "He," that is Jesus, "said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." There are people today who say that the Bible makes no sense to them. There are people today who say that the Bible is too difficult and too confusing for them to understand. There are even people today who say that the Bible is written in a code language, and if you do not have the key to that code, then you will never understand what the Bible really says. Here on the road to Emmaus, the risen Christ reveals to us that the Bible will always be a closed book unless we read it from the perspective of the crucifixion and the resurrection of our only Savior from sin. When by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we read the scriptures in the light of Easter's open sign. When by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we read the scriptures in the way they are intended to be read, with Christ as the focal point from beginning to end, then all of Holy Scripture becomes an open book for us. For example, as our text for today clearly brings out, Easter opens up to us the entire Old Testament. Easter enables us to see that the Bible is indeed history, as in his story of our salvation. Easter enables us to see with both our minds and our hearts that from the time of the fall of mankind into sin until the time of Joseph and Mary, the Lord God of Israel was carefully placing all the pieces of the puzzle exactly where they needed to be, so that when the time had fully come, God's Son could come into this world as our true brother to live a perfect life for us, to innocently suffer and die on the cross to pay for our sins, and physically rise from the dead to guarantee that it is finished. Our salvation is complete. Easter enables us to see that from the time of Jesus' physical resurrection until the very day that the risen Christ returns to this earth as the judge of the living and the dead, our living Lord and Savior is guiding and directing both the history of this world as well as the future of this world for our good, for the good of his church. Without that Easter perspective, without the Easter proclamation concerning the open tomb of Jesus, a person's heart and mind will always remain closed, and subsequently, Scripture will always remain closed to them as well. But with Easter's open sign shining brightly in our hearts, then just like these two disciples on the road to Emmaus, we too can say, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the Scriptures to us? Easter's open sign must begin with the open, empty tomb of our dear Lord and Savior. From the empty grave of Jesus, Easter's open sign places an open sign above our hearts and our minds, which in turn places an open sign above God's holy inspired word. The next step in that progression is for an open sign to be placed above our mouths. Luke brings that out in our text when he says, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. These two disciples knew. They knew that they could not simply keep their mouths closed. These two disciples knew. They knew that they could not wait to tell the other disciples about seeing the risen Christ. And so without waiting until morning, without complaining that they now had to retrace their steps 7 miles back to Jerusalem in the dark, they knew that they just had to share the good news of Easter with their friends, their fellow disciples. But before these two disciples even had a chance to tell the disciples what they had seen, the disciples in Jerusalem could not contain themselves with the glorious news that they too had seen the risen Christ. Easter's open sign, my friends, fills us, the Lord's disciples today, with the need to open our mouth and share the glorious truths of Easter with the people around us. We need to remind them of what Jesus' open, empty tomb means for us and for this entire world. We simply cannot keep quiet about the greatest news that this world has ever experienced. No matter what it takes, no matter what it costs, no matter what lengths we need to go to, we need to do everything we can to share with others the glorious message. It is true. The Lord has risen. There are undoubtedly going to be times when we are tired or hungry or lost, and no matter how far we travel, we will still see closed signs at the most inopportune times. Then there will be the times when our heart will rejoice at seeing a sign that says, open. My prayer today is that Easter's open sign will indeed be a part of every single day of your life. Let the open sign of Jesus' empty tomb place an open sign above your heart and your mind so that you can read the truths and understand the truths that God has opened up for you on the pages of his holy word. And then, my friends, then your mouth will be open to share the good news of Easter. He is risen.
He is risen.
Alleluia. To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise.